This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Congrats to Chef Seamus Mullen on his James Beard Award nomination for Best Chef in New York City. Seamus is the chef and owner of Tertulia, a modern Spanish restaurant located in New York City's Greenwich Village. We've been lucky enough to have Seamus join us in the studio a couple of different times. Here he is talking to host Dorothy Cann Hamilton on Chef's Story.
I call it cooking in the language of Spanish cuisine. Let me give you an example of a dish. Well, how could I? I mean, there's so many dishes that we could talk about. At the heart of our restaurant is this wood-fired grill. We took inspiration from the wood-fired grills of northern Spain, but then we built a custom grill that has just become this workhorse. And initially, we thought it would just be a place to grill fish and meat, and it would have a little more flavor because we're cooking over hardwood. But what we discovered is that it's really like a hearth. And in northern Spain, they cook in the hearth. Like, they'll make sausages and they'll hang them up in the hearth. And just all, you know, it's very damp there, so they really need the smoke.
So the hearth is like the dome over the fire.
It's more like a fireplace. Think of it as a fireplace.
All right.
It's just like an open fireplace that has kind of a Tuscan-style grill inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered that in this box, this enclosure, this beautiful grill that we have, there are different temperature areas, different temperature zones. We could make a pot of beans and we could let it hang in there all day long, just under a small fire. And suddenly the beans would taste different just because they were being cooked over a little smoldering log instead of an electric hot plate or a gas burner. And smoke became this kind of ephemeral spice that you couldn't touch and you couldn't really see. You could sort of smell, but you could taste weaving through everything in our food. And in that essence, I think that that's where we've taken this notion of northern Spanish cooking, and we've brought it into New York. And it courses through everything that we do. So you could have a beet salad in our restaurant. A beet salad is probably one of the most ubiquitous things in any restaurant. It's probably the most boring salad you could ever want to have. But I guarantee you, when you have our beet salad, you won't think that way, because the beets are smoked. And there's raw beets, and there's pickled beets, and there's this smoky cheese in it. And suddenly it becomes like this exciting thing that you never expected. And would you ever have this dish in Spain? No. I mean, they barely even eat vegetables, let alone beets. But there's something remarkably Spanish about it when you eat it in our restaurant, because of the wonderful Arbequina olive oil that we use, because of the excellent sherry vinegar that we use to pickle the vegetables, because of the caña rajal cheese that we drizzle over the top of it, because of the smoke that comes through. So in that sense, you could close your eyes and you eat it and you say, yeah, this dish has Spanish DNA. This is a Spanish dish. We're cooking in the Spanish vernacular. We just happen to be doing it in New York City and happen to be doing it our own way.
Again, that was Seamus Mullen of Tertulia on Chef's Story. The James Beard Award finalists will be announced on March 24th, 2015. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Austin Sherman. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.